What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 6th, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And winter finally got here to Santa Claus. It's been snowing all day. It looks like it's starting to let up. Not quite enough snow to ski on or anything, but definitely a coat of white out there. We have a lot to talk about today, a lot of things happening in the news here, and we're going to try and fit as much in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Today, of course, as you already are aware, is the one-year anniversary of the Capitol protest, the Trump's Stop the Steal rally, and the false flag with Antifa and FBI informants and everything, trying to create the impression of some kind of a massive riot at the Capitol building. And Biden and the Democrats and the media are trying to milk it for all it's worth, trying to cement that official story into everybody's mind. Biden was out there making a speech. He was basically torching Trump and Trump supporters. He blamed everybody except the unvaccinated, which kind of surprised me on that one here. And they actually set up what's called Statuary Hall was the TV set. This led to GOP accusations of grandstanding, which Biden was. They wanted to turn this into a media event. Like they were selling, you know, the Miss America pageant or the Super Bowl or something like that. And so it was a stage setting and it was all for the drama. And I don't know if many people tuned in. I certainly did not. And what was interesting is last night, Representative Elise Stefanik basically came on out swinging at Nancy Pelosi, saying that Pelosi bears responsibility for the Capitol riot because Nancy Pelosi is in control of the Capitol Police and Capitol Building Security, and basically dropped the ball on that one. Meanwhile, if you're on Twitter, I wouldn't waste your time. They are scanning for quote-unquote harmful content regarding January 6th, which means that anything that does not conform to the official narrative will be blocked, scrubbed, and canceled. So there we are here. They did have enhanced security at the Capitol building for the event. It was not needed because I guess the FBI is on vacation. And so they had enhanced surveillance and security going on there. So during his speech, President Biden repeatedly attacked Donald Trump. And let's be honest, that's about all the Democrats have to run on for the upcoming midterm elections, you know, insurrection and, you know, white supremacy and the rest of it, because, you know, Biden has mishandled the economy. He mishandled Afghanistan. He's mishandled COVID. And that's three strikes right there. And so they're going to try and run on a campaign of, you know, vote us back into power because the Republicans are evil people who hate you all. And they're still out there, you know, with the story of the so-called riot, which really wasn't a riot. And as I speculated earlier in the week, I think the original plan was to really get something ugly going, and the Trump supporters didn't fall for it. And, you know, we've all seen that video of Ray Epps saying, we got to go into the building. We got to go into the building. And everybody around him is saying, no, 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 fed, fed, fed. And so they didn't get what they wanted to get. It was a fizzle, but they're still trying to salvage this fairy tale here. And one of the issues they're still pounding on is this claim of the pipe bombs at both the Republican and Democratic offices. And they're trying to basically get that going, and they have no suspects whatsoever. But without the pipe bombs, this whole armed insurrection narrative is falling apart. In fact, just last week, the FBI admitted before Congress that no guns, zero, zip, nada, had actually been recovered or confiscated on the Capitol grounds. Nobody had a weapon there except the Capitol Police. And this corroborates the review by Am Greatness's Julie Kelly of more than 200 Department of Justice charging documents, and whose conclusion went completely unmentioned by either FBI Director Chris Wray or incoming Attorney General Merrick Garland in their fire and brimstone assessments of the deadly threat the MAGA protesters posed that day. It's all propaganda. It really is. And again, you know, why is Ray Epps being pointedly ignored by the authorities when he is on video clearly inciting people to go into the Capitol building? I mean, there is more evidence of Ray Epps being, incitement than there is of Donald Trump's. There's virtually none there, but he's being ignored. Also, photos of the area during that protest show this group of what appear to be Antifa members, and they're all wearing these identical orange hats, like it's an identifying mark, so they know who the other agitators, agents, provocateurs are. Nobody's arrested any of them. You know, it's just the peaceful protesters, the ones who were taking selfies inside the Capitol building, and they're the ones rotting in jail right now. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland came out with an interesting announcement saying that he's going to take more action against the January 6th perpetrators at all levels, which telegraphs they're trying to find some way to stick Donald Trump with responsibility for this in order to prevent him from running in 2024. Meanwhile, Congressman Rodney Davis was on One American News saying this whole January 6th committee is a political circus. And that's exactly what it is. It's a Stalinist-type show trial. They're picking and choosing the evidence. They're picking and choosing the witnesses. Anybody who would have any exonerating information, they're absolutely banned. And, it's very obvious this is the core of the Democrats' campaign to retain power come November. And again, as I said before, they don't have anything else to run on. They really didn't. So, and let's not forget, back after Trump won, there was a riot that injured 60 Secret Service officers outside the White House. But the media forgets all about that. They forget all about the riots that took place after Trump won. They just obsessively focus on this one because they think they can demonize Republicans and Trump supporters with this one. And those other little riots, they really don't count. They were mostly peaceful as they burned the place to the ground here. Meanwhile, the Republicans have been preparing their own review of the events of January 6th, and they're focusing on the security failures at the Capitol. And there is indeed much to find there. And to nobody's surprise, the Democrats are trying to obstruct the Republicans' report. They're trying to say, we don't need any other reports. We've got our January 6th select committee here, and that's, nobody else needs to look at the question here. And they're basically trying to get rid of it here. And getting into other politics now, Donald Trump has come on out and said the nation has lost confidence as the latest poll shows 60% of Americans see Biden as a weak leader. And he is weak. He's mentally weak. He's also physically weak. This last year, he spent 27% of his time on vacation, and Jen Psaki came on out saying that Biden was going to need a little more rest, because of, no particular reason other than he needs more rest. Interestingly enough, Hillary Clinton, who I fear coming back in 2024, she's in the media spotlight yet again. She did an interview with NBC's Willie Geist, and she criticized Democrats in general, the radical Democrats, for jeopardizing the swing districts, and she criticized Biden for not being stable and sane. She actually used those words. Okay. Another poll has come on out. Just over 76% of voters believe American society and culture are in a state of decay. This was a poll released by the Trafalgar Group and the Convention of States Actions. And There was only a slight partisan divide in the results. They got a lot of Democrats to come on out and say, yeah, this country is in decline right now, and getting into a new world war is not going to change that impression for everybody. Up in Canada, many Canadians believe America is on the verge of collapsing. And for that matter, so do I. All right. So anyway, President Trump again is criticizing the events in this country. He says it's the beginnings of communism, and I think it's beyond, long beyond the beginning. In other words, we're well on our way to being a communist state, and he is still criticizing social media for censorship of conservatives like Gateway Pundit. This Gateway Pundit is being filtered by T-Mobile. You cannot send a URL to Gateway Pundit through your T-Mobile phone. It will be blocked. The rest of the message will get through, but the link does not get through. And so we're living in a dictatorship that has been privatized. Government doesn't want to get its own hands dirty, so it's getting T-Mobile and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to do the dirty work for them here. More bad news for Chuck Schumer's plan to end the filibuster. This is coming from Kyrsten Sinema, and you know, a lot of attention has been on Joe Manchin, but Sinema may be the final death blow to Chuck's plan to change the rules so that the Democrats can win, because that's the way the Democrats are. If they can't win, they will change the rules to their advantage. Anyway, looking back over the last couple of years here, there was an interesting article that came on out from Touchstone Connect, and it was titled, No Wonder Why Young People Are Confused, and it's talking about all the frauds and fakes that have come on out. Elizabeth Warren was exposed as a total fraud. Kamala Harris has no immediate family from Africa. Greta Thunberg is a manipulated and ignorant teenager with absolutely no expertise and scientific training at all in climatology. She just looks good on camera. She emotes well. George Floyd died from an overdose of fentanyl and complained of breathing problems before the police ever sat on him. Bill Gates is a computer software engineer and eugenicist with zero medical training and experience. Michelle Obama was wife of the president of the United States and had over 20 servants. So she's not oppressed. You know, she's out there saying, oh, we're oppressed. No, you lived in the White House. You had 20 servants and you're not impressed. Antifa and Black Lives Matter caused $2 billion in peaceful damage. Rachel Levine is basically a him calling him itself, they self, a woman. And lastly, President Biden is this, you know, very aged man with some serious mental issues. And with all this propaganda coming on out, along with the transgender nonsense, young people, they're very confused. They don't know where reality lays anymore. And that's a serious, serious problem. Over at the National Geographic, pardon me, this gets back to Kyle Rittenhouse. And part of the propaganda that we heard from Kyle Rittenhouse was how he shot these black men during these riots there. And, of course, it turned out he didn't. It was self-defense. He was fully acquitted. There's an author over at the National Geographic just put out a new book that parrots the official story that Kyle Rittenhouse killed two black men. He did no such thing. The National Geographic is lying. And so they're going to take a hit on that one. Meanwhile, out at UCLA, there is this professor, Kara Cooney, who basically has also come out with a new book called The Good Kings. And it, too, has the fairy tale that Kyle Rittenhouse shot two black males. And this professor is getting slammed, and her excuse is, oh, that's just one little tiny detail. I mean, you're all being so petty here. Anyway. Okay, let's get over to Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine's attorneys are asking for a new trial because one of the jurors made some public comments about being the victim of sexual abuse and how he had, you know, told that to the jury. And Ghislaine's lawyers are saying, well, this unfairly prejudiced the jury, and so we need a new trial. Ann Coulter has come on out basically saying she thinks this juror is a plant and part of a plan to set her free, so she will not name any names. And Ann could actually be right on this one here. Ann also went on, she's got a new series out called The Great Epstein Cover-Up, and starts with a question. Is our ruling class trying to make us think they're a bunch of pedophiles? Because we keep hearing all this stuff going on. You know, the media, the corporate media, could not be less interested in Jeffrey Epstein's child molestation ring. And with the sole exception of the Palm Beach Police Department, every arm of government has bent over backward to bury the case. So, yeah, we know there's a lot more than the pedophilia. There was a basically an underage honey trap and blackmail ring that was being operated. Getting on back to January 6th and the January 6th committee, they are now considering live televising in prime time of the hearings. And, of course, it'll all be carefully stage managed and the witnesses will be coached and it'll be a wonderful theatrical presentation, which I certainly don't intend to watch it. And I hope the ratings, you know, I hope they get ratings down where CNN's are right now. Meanwhile, Adam Schiff is now saying that Sean Hannity needs to answer to the January 6th committee. And they have subpoenaed his phone records and text message records. And it's a fishing expedition. It really is a fishing expedition. And to show you how out of control it gets, the January 6th commission wants Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, to testify. But he was not even in the Capitol on that day. They're just fishing. And he is now filing a lawsuit against Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives to block their subpoena for his phone records as part of their official January 6th investigation. Meanwhile, on the other side of the argument there, and this is coming from Blabberbuzz, Representative Rodney Davis, the House Administration Committee's ranking member, penned a letter to Nancy Pelosi demanding House offices under her control stop obstructing a Republican investigation into the Capitol building's security vulnerabilities last January 6th. And Davis basically wrote, saying, over the past 12 months, House Democrats have been more interested in exploiting the events of January 6th for political gain than in conducting basic oversight of the security vulnerabilities exposed that day. All right. let's see. Former Trump Pentagon official, gentleman by the name of Patel, has been subpoenaed to testify in front of the January 6th committee during a late hours session of Congress. And before receiving any congressional letter or phone call, the subpoena was leaked to the corporate media, and he was being harassed and hounded for interviews and statements, with the U.S. Marshal showing up at his door the next morning to hand the subpoena over. And during this testimony, he said January 6th was not even the primary topic of the discussion. The committee members instead chose to ask him about Trump's foreign policy in Africa, a little outside their purview, and Trump's policy in the Middle East, trying to get negative sound bites from him criticizing the Trump administration. It's a theater production is really what it is. It really, really is. Now, you've heard this canard, Biden even repeated it this morning, about how President Trump didn't do anything about the protests. That turned out to be a lie.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show, and we're talking about a former Trump Pentagon official, Kash Patel. Was subpoenaed to testify in front of the January 6th committee. They asked him a lot of questions totally outside the stated purpose of the committee, just fishing for negative sound bites that they could use. And during the session before Congress, Patel was, you know, asked about what Trump did during the protests and the aftermath. And you've probably seen all over the corporate media, Trump did nothing. He sat and he watched TV and, you know, waited for the insurrectionists to put him back in power. But Patel basically reported President Trump requested between 10 and 20,000 National Guardsmen to deploy to the Capitol prior to the unrest. He wanted security there. The request was declined by the Capitol Police, who are under the control of Nancy Pelosi. The request was declined by the mayor of Washington, D.C., whose authorization is required before the National Guard can be deployed. So Trump was trying to do something, and he was being blocked. Another media lie exposed here. Okay, over at the Heritage Foundation, their president, Kevin Roberts, and Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson issued a joint statement yesterday that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is using the anniversary of January 6th in an attempt to seize permanent political power. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the presenters at that little circus this morning kept trying to link January 6th to passage of the so-called voter rights bill. Excuse me. Lynch is fighting back. they're trying to push that voter rights bill, which would codify into law the very means by which the Democrats stole the election in 2020. And so the Heritage Foundation is sounding the warning that we have to take election fraud seriously. I wholeheartedly agree. And as I mentioned before, the Democrats' entire campaign for the midterm elections is attacking Republicans, attacking Donald Trump, calling January 6th an insurrection. And according to this article in Breitbart, the plan may be to disqualify Republicans from running for office by linking them to the insurrection. And this is basically a provision in the post-Civil War 14th Amendment that was basically written to disqualify former Confederates from ever holding office. And so that appears to be part of the strategy there. Meanwhile, getting over to Gretchen Whitmer, public attention is shifting away from the five defendants who are accused of the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, and more people are looking closely at the wrongdoing that may have been committed by the FBI agents who set up the sting and handled the case. It's another classic case of entrapment by the FBI. We have seen dozens and dozens of these over the years. And so they're starting to prove that the FBI entrapped them, and that would be a good thing here. All right, getting on to the issue of election fraud, as we mentioned earlier in the week, Georgia has opened an investigation into potential systematic, meaning organized, 2020 election ballot harvesting, which is illegal in Georgia. They started issuing subpoenas today, and it turns out that the Georgia laws regarding signature verification were intentionally softened just before the 2020 election, and basically eliminated signature matching to make vote fraud that much easier. Okay. Now, over at True the Vote, they're releasing their ballot trafficking findings from their investigation in five additional states. It's all over the place. And one of the ballot traffickers in Georgia, we mentioned this before, has blown the whistle. He's talking to investigators, and he was paid thousands of dollars to harvest ballots in Georgia. Let's see. Over at One American News, Christina Bob came on out and said, "We have a pretty good idea of what happened to the 2020 election because we're getting different pieces from different states. We know that ballot harvesting was taking place in Georgia. We know there were problems with the machines in Pennsylvania. We've got video and pictures of outright illegal behavior in other states. And just putting it all together, it is a massive, massive election steal." Now, over in Maricopa County, new video has been released showing the election workers committing numerous violations. Now, the rules are you're not supposed to have your personal electronics in the ballot counting center, but these Democratic workers had their phones and were taking photographs of ballots. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about election fraud. The biggest election fraud in U.S. history. And Steve Bannon on Tuesday during his War Room broadcast said that Donald Trump needs to keep pressing this issue and get to the bottom of the 2020 election, and I wholeheartedly agree. And we all need to keep pushing on this issue. This is the most important issue right now, is getting back to honest, verifiable elections, because we don't have that right now. And, you know, it's like sham elections that you see in third world countries or the former Soviet Union. We should not tolerate that one tiny bit. And we need to basically deal with that mess right now. Meanwhile, up in Pennsylvania, Dominion is panicking. They're trying to block examinations of their machine and software, but they've already hit a couple of problems because the investigation so far has revealed the machines were not properly hardened in terms of security, and they should not have been put into use. So there's already a problem with the Dominion results up there in Pennsylvania. There was an interesting article. This came on out from Zero Hedge, basically saying that the Democrats talk about democracy a lot. In fact, you know, they're out there saying, oh, the elections were fair and honest. It's the greatest democracy on the earth. And yet their actions are totally opposite. the Democrats seem to have a real problem with democracy. Now, every time Democrats lose an election this millennium, they always scream, you know, it's fraud, it's illegitimate. They did that when Trump won in 2016. They blamed the Supreme Court in 2000 and crooked voting machines in 2004, a Russian interference in 2016, which was part of that whole Russia collusion hoax. And so the Democrats may talk democracy. They're not really willing to trust it. You know, they want to go with, you know, rigged elections where they know the outcome. And one of the problems with that outside of our country being stolen is candidates who win office know they did not win thanks to their constituents, but to whoever was rigging the election. And that's where the favors are going to go. All righty, let's get into COVID. I told you it was a lot of news today here. Over at the Mount Sinai Hospital Icahn School of Medicine, Dr. Joel Zinberg has gone on the record saying that the CDC's mixed messaging on COVID guidelines and testing, the Omicron variant, is basically wrecking the CDC's credibility. Well, it's not just the CDC whose credibility is on the line here. It is the medical industrial complex as a whole. The corporate media's credibility is on the line here. Joe Biden's credibility is on what little he has left of it is on the line here. And that's, I think, the reason why they are fighting so hard to shut anybody up about this, because this is turning out to be the biggest medical disaster in history, far worse than the 1976 swine flu debacle or the 2009 when pigs fly flu fiasco. And you know, they don't want you to lose faith in those doctors and those pharmacists and especially the factories that crank out those pills. So anyway, yeah, there's definitely a problem here. Interesting little question here. Why are COVID cases still going up in Michigan despite vaccine availability? Now, it's been 2 years since the first case of COVID-19 was detected in Michigan. And but the number of cases continue to go up despite the vaccine campaign. And interestingly enough, the governor of Michigan's husband, Gretchen Whitmer's husband, fully vaccinated, has just tested positive for COVID-19. And I'm sure somebody will say it's the white supremacists are to blame for that one here. Let's see. Over in the Henry Ford Health, they're 98%+ vaccinated. In the last 7 days, 686 employees have tested positive for COVID. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. I think I mentioned yesterday we've had some of our local family members come down with COVID, probably Omicron, fully vaccinated, up to date on their vaccines, and didn't work, didn't change a thing here. Over in Manhattan, which is the virtual capital of vaccinations in America, hospitalizations there are skyrocketing. So it's, yeah, there's something, there's clearly a problem here. And the powers that think they are want to muddy the waters to delay the formation of a popular consensus. But I think we can all agree there is some major problem with all of this COVID-19 nonsense. Over in Denmark, they're beginning to seriously talk about vaccine damage becoming ubiquitous because the vast majority of Omicron hospitalizations are occurring in the fully vaccinated. And scientists in Denmark are saying the conclusion is that not being vaccinated means you are more protected against COVID than if you are vaccinated. In fact, the vaccines almost seem to be inviting Omicron to infect you. So it's pretty bad here. Now, over at Pfizer, they released some of the data from following the release of their gene therapy treatment, and an alliance of more than 500 independent Canadian doctors and healthcare workers formed the Canadian COVID Care Alliance, and they did a study Pfizer's six-month data, which concludes that the Pfizer COVID shots may cause more illness than they prevent. This is a 1976 replay all over again. Over in Argentina, a three-year-old girl died of a heart attack one day after receiving a COVID vaccine that was required for her to go to kindergarten. Just one day, three-year-old, healthy girl, full of life, active, now dead. Down in Brazil, there was a TV reporter from Alta Rosa Alerta Sul de Minas, had to be hospitalized. He suffered a cardiac arrest right in the middle of his live news broadcast. I watched the video. He's just talking, and all of a sudden, he just, boom, goes down. Had his booster shot 1 week ago and posted a photo of himself with the little bandage on his arm and smiling and pointing at it. And sure, his opinion may have changed by now. Everyone's always asking how many people have died from the COVID vaccines. Well, we know that the numbers coming out of VAERS are unreliable. There are certainly motivations for the medical industrial complex, the government, and the media to lie about it. And we've been hearing a figure around 20,000, usually followed by, 20,000, that's really not so bad. Yeah, it is if you're a family member of one of those people who died. But over at Columbia University, they did some research looking at the numbers, and their report concludes that over 150,000 Americans have been killed by the COVID vaccines. And even that may be low. Out in California, they have extended their statewide indoor mask mandate through February 15th because of Omicron here. And meanwhile, we reported the other day, there are over 150 studies showing that these masks don't work. And there was an article over at One American News saying a growing number of doctors and scientists reporting face masks ineffective at preventing the China virus. And if you look at the box those masks come in, it's actually printed on there, not effective against bacteria and viruses. It says it right on the box, and yet everybody's buying these things and wearing them and then just dropping in the parking lot here. Oddly enough, over at the New York Times, maybe they're finally getting the message that real news is a better option here. They're basically acknowledging that locking down children and forcing them into insane COVID protocols is no way to grow up. And this was from David Leonhardt. And he said, American children are starting 2022 in crisis. We know there's an oxygen deprivation issue. There's also a sociology issue because children learn to read other people by their facial expressions. And everybody's face is covered. So they're not developing those social skills, which they're going to need later in life. Over at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, they have refused Biden's request to stay the order blocking the federal contractor vax mandate. So that stay is still in effect here. And, if once you don't succeed, try again. Biden and China are partners in a new Wuhan lab. And they're basically researchers from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and disgraced researcher Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance have carried out new research on recombinant coronaviruses in rodents. Okay. And so they're still out there tinkering around with the code of life. And I think what we're all going through right now says that they're not being careful enough about it. Now, Anthony Fauci, who tends to be all over the map on all of this stuff, basically came out on live TV and acknowledged a collaboration with a Chinese communist. He cut himself off. He said Chinese scientists. But what he confirmed is, yeah, they're generating new viruses over there. And then he went on to say, you should not conflate that with the idea that we were involved in creating the virus. It says it's ridiculous. He used a lot of, harsh words and wagged his hands around. Over in France, the parliament has approved Macron's new vaccine pass. So they're headed into dictatorship there. And let's see, over in China, in the city of Xi'an, they are totally locked down because they're going through another COVID pandemic. And the people are starting to riot because they have run out of food. And so they've had to deploy tens of thousands of police officers to Xi'an, where the public anger has exploded among the city's 13 million residents who are left bargaining and bartering for essential foods amid the ongoing food shortages. So, meanwhile, this is a black eye for the Blue Dems. The NFL is now thinking of moving the Super Bowl game. It was scheduled for California at the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. They're now looking for an alternate site in some other state that is not as ridiculous with the COVID rules. The game is scheduled for February 13th. Okay. Over in the EU, mathematician and statistician Pavlos Kolias of the Aristotle University of Thessalonica in Greece has checked the EU data on corona for anomalies, and he found them and basically said the number of infections and the number of COVID deaths are being hugely manipulated. They're being lied to yet again. So here we are, going into year three of 15 weeks to flatten the curve. And we had a caller yesterday. We had a lot of callers saying most of the people are still going along with all this COVID nonsense. They're acting like sheep. They're abandoning the values of America's founding documents. And they're just going along, save me from the horrible virus, which just turned out not to be that horrible at all. Anyway. And in effect, Biden is trying to sell Americans a bridge that data proves does not even exist. COVID is just not that deadly. And they're lying about it. They're running up the COVID deaths number to keep us scared. But, you know, the fear is wearing off. We're all suffering from COVID fatigue right now. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was not the only Democrat to basically be shamed for fleeing her own locked down state for the openness of Florida. A lot of politicians are leaving their locked down states and heading for Florida right now. So good for Florida's economy, I guess, here. All righty. Now, Dr. Malone, one of the people who created the mRNA technology, who has now gone public saying that its current implementation is dangerous, he is trying to organize a protest in Washington, D.C. against the COVID vaccine mandates. This is going to coincide with a worldwide rally for freedom. That's January 23rd, and I expect the FBI will infiltrate that and try and cause a ruckus there. I wonder if Ray Epps will be the guest speaker, you know, at that little confab there. Getting to the international news, things are really heating up in Kazakhstan. Police officers are being killed. Three of them were beheaded. Stores are being looted. Hospitals surrounded. And it's just really getting ugly over there. Now, Moscow has declared the Kazakhstan unrest foreign-inspired attempt of armed and trained groups to overthrow the state. Now, yesterday I mentioned the White House was already out there denying having anything to do with this, and I'm going to double check on the timing, but it almost seems like the denial came out just a little too quickly to deal with this. Meanwhile, Russian peacekeepers, paratroopers, have been sent to Kazakhstan to try and stabilize the situation. They are definitely in for a fight. So, you know, and Russia's involvement in Kazakhstan could have wider implications, if for no other reason than the United States would love for Russia to get stuck in Kazakhstan the way the Soviet Union got stuck in Afghanistan. And so that would be open the door to the war in Ukraine here. Meanwhile, there are a lot of assets in Kazakhstan. as I mentioned yesterday, it's a major Bitcoin mining location. And with the unrest in Kazakhstan, Bitcoin's value took a little bit of a dip. Another resource that's in there is the Baikonur Space Drome. This is part of the Russian space program, and they've tightened up their security there. But according to the head of Roscosmos, they're not seeing any problems there yet. It is located way out in the boonies. It's not like downtown anywhere. Britain has now warned Moscow that it's working with Western partners on high-impact sanctions targeting Russia's financial sector should it invade Ukraine. They just keep pushing that thing, Ukraine, 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 Ukraine. Putin's saying, I don't need the additional trouble. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the situation in Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. And Larry Wilkerson is basically asking, why is Biden pushing Putin on Ukraine? And my response is that a trick question? You know, the conventional wisdom in Washington, D.C. is when they screw the country up as bad as they have, you know, nothing will take the public's mind off of that faster than a major war. Crash of 1907, World War I, crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008, and so forth and so on here. And, you know, Russia's requests are very reasonable. They want NATO and the U.S. to keep promises they already made, not to expand eastward. But the U.S. is once again proving to the world, the U.S. government is proving to the rest of the world, they are untrustworthy. They do not keep their agreements. That's why Iran is having such trouble trusting the United States over this renewal of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Another view on the same situation here. This is from Information Clearinghouse, basically saying that the neocons are bent on starting another disaster in Ukraine. And frankly, if we could not handle Afghanistan, there is no way we can handle Ukraine. Ukraine wouldn't even need Russia's help to basically just drag us into a long war of attrition. Because right now, with the way the weapons are failing, the stockpiles are drawn down, the U.S. cannot win a war of attrition. So anyway, expert voices are responding to Biden's ratcheting up tensions with Moscow, saying that there is no real military solution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And they're warning that, you know, Russia and Ukraine, they have a huge shared history and culture. And you're more likely to see the people of Ukraine, like the people of Crimea, say, well, we're just going to go join with them. But, you know, any war will do. Maybe that's why they're shifting over to Kazakhstan here. More on the same here. Information Clearinghouse, clouds on the horizon, talking about how the U.S. is going through the motions of wanting to talk to Russia. So is NATO. But they're not really getting anywhere, and it just does seem like too many people want war to break out. Certainly the defense contractors do. You know, the defense contractors want another war the way the pharmaceutical industry wants another illness. That's the way that that works here. Meanwhile, U.S. F-16 fighter jets from Spangdahlem Air Base in Germany are flying to Poland, actually flew to Poland a couple of days ago to work with Polish and Belgian F-16s on air policing missions. So sending more weapons into the zone to rattle the sabers and so forth and so on. Article coming out, again, Information Clearinghouse, talking about how America's foreign policy today seems to be in a reactionary death spiral. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Co-Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.